From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
GHz testing in June update. Greetings from the Brisbane VHF Group and the Redcliffe and District Radio Club VK4RC. Robert Thompson, VK4TFN here. The Brisbane VHF Group will hold a 122 GHz testing and tune-up day starting at 10 a.m. on Sunday, the 24th of October 2021 at the clubhouse of the Redcliffe and Districts Radio Club. Go to www.redcliffradioclub.org.au. There's a link which will help you to find us. The VK3CV 122 GHz transverter system will be demonstrated. This is a chance to learn about microwave technology. Mark Roberts, VK4AN, will be there with a full range of his RF connectors, etc. So come along, say hello, set up your equipment, and show us what you can do. On the 15th, 16th, and 17th of October, the Redcliffe Club, in cooperation with Queensland Scouts, will host Jamboree on the air at the Murrumbong Scout Grounds in Pine Rivers and at BP Park at Samford, here in southeast Queensland. Peter Richardson, VK4TAA, is the organiser. He needs volunteers for Saturday the 16th and Sunday the 17th of October at both locations. If you can help at all, and if you have a Queensland Government-issued blue card, please find the Redcliffe Districts Radio Club on Facebook and send Peter a message. You can also talk to him after this morning's news broadcast. You can also contact the club directly. Go to www.redcliffradioclub.org.au. Thank you, and 73s from the Redcliffe and Districts Radio Club, VK4RC.
Across Queensland from VK4WIA, you're tuned to Q News. Here in the Toowoomba area, be sure to tune in to 146.750, the VK4RDD repeater, at 9 a.m. on Sunday mornings, and then again at 7 p.m. on Sunday evenings. I'm Dave, VK4DAK.
If you're wondering what to do on tomorrow's public holiday, Sunshine Coast Amateur Radio Club's annual Sunfest is on. It's at the Nambour Showground, entries via Coronation Avenue, which is the main gate. Sunshine Coast Amateur Radio Club's Hamfest is an event for amateur radio operators, CB radio users and electronic enthusiasts. And you'll see new gear as well as pre-loved bits of everything on sale in the large undercover car boot area. There'll be fox hunts, and there'll be a mobile antenna installation competition, so bring your car, ute, van, four-wheel drive, and see if you can win a prize. There's also going to be radio amateur exams on from 8 o'clock, and if you need to book, you better send an email through ASAP. Egg and bacon rolls, of course, tea and coffee, it goes without saying. And if you need a table space, just send an email to sunfest@vk4wis.org. This has been Trent, VK4TS, for the Sunshine Coast Amateur Radio Club.
From VK4WIA, you're tuned to Q News. From Brisbane, it can be heard on 7130 kHz lower sideband every Sunday at 9 a.m. I'm Gary, VK4AR.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. Well, the outcomes from the High Court case concerning comments to posts on Facebook are continuing. This past week, it was a news item that the international news service, CNN, had restricted Australian access to its Facebook pages by banning Australians from connecting. Whilst the lawyers debate and the journalists react to the fact a major organisation couldn't or wouldn't provide moderation, it means that the keyboard warriors and the faster fingers from down under will have to devote time to other worthy pursuits. As if to prove the climate scientists are correct, there have been severe storms buffeting the eastern parts of the continent this past week also. Hail at the back of Burke and dust storms on the same day. With the Indian Ocean Dipole, the weather system, not an antenna, that influences our climate from the west of the continent, reacting in a way that introduces a La Niña system, the past days have borne testimony to the possibility. This is the middle of spring, and apart from the proverbial clean-up, it is fair to ask, what is on the agenda for the rest of spring and the summer operating period. With days lengthening, there is the opportunity for getting on with preparations for the summer storms at home and at club-operated installations. The inspection and necessary replacement of supports and guys on antenna masts and outdoor installations is just the beginning of the journey. Apart from storms, flash flooding and cyclones, our part of the world is noted for bushfires. Have you and your club prepared a fire emergency plan? And have you trialled and practised your plan so that everyone is familiar and confident should they have to follow it through? Of course, I believe we should prepare as well as possible, lockdowns will allow, for the holiday period. Not everyone manages to escape the routine of daily living, and lots of young people will have time on their hands too. Could the amateurs in your area have a programme of activities available to introduce interested people to the beginnings of learning and using electronics and the other facets of science and mechanics, coding and sharing new friendships that we call amateur radio? There are people who will be looking for engagement over the long Christmas break, and we have the ability to help them get it. I am sure that if we can come up with ideas that would work, that the message can be passed on through our local media and in person to those we know who might be interested. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to QNews at wia.org.au.